Martha Stewart is a one-woman business empire. Millions of Americans listen to her advice on homemaking. Lately, the Securities and Exchange Commission has been investigating her for possible insider trading. In December, she sold 4,000 shares of the biotech stock ImClone one day before the company announced its cancer drug had been rejected by the Food and Drug Administration. Stewart denies any impropriety, but she is a friend of former ImClone chief executive Samuel Waxell. He was arrested last month, accused of tipping family members to sell their stock. The story has blurred the already fuzzy line between news and entertainment. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
It was a hectic week in the studios of E! Entertainment Television. Billy Joel checked out of rehab, a former band member of The Who died, and then there was Winona Ryder's shoplifting case. These are stories you might expect from an L.A.-based cable entertainment network. But producers at E! Also made a quick schedule change and reran their hour-long profile of Martha Stewart. A few remote clicks away, and Stewart's face also appeared on CNN and in newspapers and business magazines. Betsy Rott is vice president of original programming at E! And works with the show True Hollywood Story.
While people are kind of up to speed on what's happening with the investigation with Martha Stewart, maybe they didn't know, you know, where she met her husband and how she got into the business and who she did walk over to get into the business, how her neighbors feel about her. So it's really the story before the news.
It may sound like pop schlock, but Rott says it's true.
We aren't a tabloid, and so we don't go after just the sensational headlines. But we are a television show, and we want to make it entertaining and compelling. So it is a fine line that you walk.
The True Hollywood Story covers Martha Stewart's considerable accomplishments.
By the early 70s, Martha Stewart was pulling down a six-figure income as a stockbroker, while she enjoyed haute cuisine at New York's finest restaurants.
The documentary also features clips of an unofficial biographer, her brother, and acquaintances characterizing Martha Stewart's personality and harshly judging her career moves. E! Television's Betsy Rott says the show's producers are very careful with these segments, and all scripts, especially the juiciest ones, are checked through a team of lawyers.
You can tell a story in a compelling way and still have it be true, which is what we pride ourselves on, and it doesn't have to be stuffy and it doesn't have to be, you know, boring.
These days, many celebrities are also big-time investors, which means glitzy entertainment and hard business news will continue to blend. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.